federal judge has rejected Hunter Biden's attempts to have his felony tax indictment dismissed, clearing the path for a trial in June.
The judge expressed skepticism towards Biden's arguments during a hearing last week in Los Angeles. Biden has entered a not guilty plea to all 9 charges. He stands accused of repeatedly failing to file and pay his taxes on time and engaging in an illegal tax evasion scheme by submitting false tax returns and manipulating the books on his company's payroll. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Florida Supreme Court has ruled that a ballot initiative guaranteeing broader abortion access in the state can be put up for a vote in November.
The potential amendment states that, with exceptions for parental notification of minors seeking abortions, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Israeli military has withdrawn from its second devastating raid on Shifa, Gaza's largest hospital, leaving it in ruins, with the walls blasted and frame charred.
Despite the destruction, Israel claimed victory in its battle against Hamas militants and insisted it had not harmed civilians sheltering inside the hospital. But accounts from observers on the ground and the World Health Organization paint a contrasting picture. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
North Korea has declared it is on its way to becoming a space power and vowed to launch several more reconnaissance satellites into orbit this year, following its first successful launch in November.
Great progress has been made in strengthening the national defense capability with the successful launch of the reconnaissance satellite Malyeong-1 last year, said Park Kyung-soo, vice director of the North's National Aerospace Technology Administration, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Former crypto entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried told ABC News in an exclusive interview that he is remorseful for his actions that last week resulted in a 25-year prison sentence for fraud.
"It's most of what I think about each day," he said. Bankman-Fried's sentence capped off a 17-month saga that began in November 2022, when FTX, a global cryptocurrency exchange he co-founded and served as CEO, imploded, resulting in an $8 billion loss for its customers. Kyle Norris reporting.
A driver rammed into the front gate of the Atlanta FBI office Monday afternoon and was taken into custody, according to FBI officials.
The car appeared to attempt following an authorized vehicle as it was entering the gate, and the pop-up barrier was deployed to stop the unauthorized car, officials said. The man's motives are not known, and he is being evaluated at a local hospital, officials said. No injuries were reported, FBI officials said. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Federal researchers indicate the gray whale population along the West Coast is showing signs of recovery 5 years after hundreds washed up dead on beaches from Alaska to Mexico.
The increase in population numbers comes after the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association determined in November that the unusual mortality event that began in 2019 has ended. Wade Addison reporting.
A man who was paralyzed from the neck down after a surfing accident 7 years ago is now able to stand and walk on his own, thanks in part to a potentially groundbreaking stem cell treatment.
Chris Barr was the very first patient in a Mayo Clinic study that collected stem cells from his own stomach fat, expanded them in a laboratory to 100 million cells, and then injected the cells into Barr's lumbar spine. Over 5 years after undergoing the therapy, Barr said he is continuing to gain more independence and get faster at walking. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.